Hey, what's up, guys? Hi, everybody.
Apparently, we're back. Okay, it is what it is. Welcome back to the post game. If this is your first day and you did the free trial, this is not how we normally are. We're very professional. All right, anyways.
No, we're not.
No worries. Okay. You know what? So there are some caricatures of progressives or liberals that exist, I believe. And I don't even think that they're caricatures. I think that they are a percentage.
Yeah.
Okay. And I actually met two different kinds of them at VidCon. Man, this is a minefield. I am in some good deal of trouble here. So let's try to walk this minefield. There was a guy who came up and had believed every liberal conspiracy there was. And was like, okay, so Bernie Sanders is now obviously a sellout. And he took money from somebody or other. And I was like, oy, okay. But he didn't start that way. He started talking about how the Russia thing is fake. And I was like, okay, some people think that, God bless, whatever. I don't agree, but okay, no problem. I agree that it's overhyped. Yeah, we've been through that a million times, right? Then he went to, I don't remember if he started with Elizabeth Warren, but then he went to Bernie and I was like, okay, I'm out. Okay, this is, and you could actually tell he was a little unbalanced, right? And then he went to, you guys are funded by George Soros.
Of course we are. Man, I fucking wish we were. Okay.
I know. But see, this is where the political spectrum goes full circle. The right wingers say we're funded by Soros. And now some on the whatever we want to call it, Uber left, like in his case, I feel bad saying it, but like literally mentally unbalanced left. Okay. Not if you're in the camp of the Russia thing, I'm not talking to you, okay? I'm talking about this particular guy, right? And to the point where we all kind of wanted to backpedal out of there because we didn't know what was going to happen next. But they all agree we're funded by Soros. They're all, and they're all equally wrong, right? And they all don't care about facts, but you give them a conspiracy theory, they'll believe it.
Right.
And the people who are most unbalanced are the ones that are most prone to believing those theories and getting really upset.
Right.
And so there was a little bit of that moment there where I was like, wow. And so you could see maybe how a guy that like the Steve Scalise shooting, if he seems to have obviously been mentally unbalanced, and he got all worked up on whatever conspiracies and yada yada, right? So man, it's so dangerous that we have 300 million guns in the country. It's so dangerous, let alone the right wingers who love guns and who think that guns cure all your problems, right? I'm not saying that kid had a gun or anything like that or that was gonna do anything bad. But guys, if you think Bernie is too corrupted, you might have gone too far. Okay, then that's nothing will appease you. I mean, if Bernie's not good enough, like I literally don't know a single other representative in the country that would be good enough. Like we've gone too far, right? And then there are the people. And they are, I mean, they're, that remind me of when I was a conservative in college. So again, I'm gonna get myself in a little bit of trouble here, but, and they talk in certain ways, and maybe that's why I was triggered by the word, the phrase precariously housed today on the show. And always talking in like words like parsing our identity or whatever they say, right? That makes an average person go, I don't really know what that means, but that's really kind of annoying. And their real legs is they're not the majority of progressives by a landslide, right? But some conservatives see that and go, aha, I knew it. They're all into these like certain lingo where everybody's this or that. I've done a very poor job of explaining it. I'm trying to hide identities. Anyway.
Yeah, look, okay, so let me jump in real quick about the parsing our identities thing. So there are people on the left that I think are more concerned about avoiding offending people than actually having genuine, sincere, productive discussions. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, one point that was made that I'm gonna be quite honest with you, it made me roll my eyes, and I don't know if I'm walking into a landmine right now, but I'm gonna say it. One individual on one panel who identifies as Latina said that she feels uncomfortable talking about what's happening in Venezuela in her videos. Or other, you know, Latin American countries, because she's not from those countries and she feels uncomfortable representing or talking about a story when she isn't Venezuelan herself, or she doesn't come from those. And I'm like, what? So I don't know if that was just a cop out and it's like, I don't know, man, the Venezuela story is like super fucking complicated and I don't really wanna know, right?
So we don't know.
Or is she being genuine when she says, like, I don't want to offend the Venezuelans by talking about something since I'm not Venezuelan myself?
And by the way, like, we don't know, it might not be either one of those two things.
Right, exactly, right? But there is this weird, like, ultra left, like, ideology about how if you are not from, you know, a certain place, or you don't have a certain cultural background, then you have absolutely no authority to ever say anything about it. In fact, if you do, it's offensive. And I think that that's crazy, because what does that do? All it does is it immediately stops speech. It immediately creates this like environment where people are intimidated or they're scared to either speak their minds or even worse, educate themselves on certain topics, right? And so, okay, I'll give you an example, a personal example. So it has an impact on society, and it even seeps into your mind when you don't want it to. So I was having a conversation with Wendy, and I was
really
your wife, yes, who's Taiwanese, right? And I
please, she's Chinese from Taiwan.
Okay,
she's,
all right.
Because there's native Taiwanese, and she's not in that group. That's very offensive.
Okay. So I wanted to ask some questions about Taiwan and, you know, its relationship with China. I want to educate myself on it. But at the same time, like, it's weird. I know that Wendy isn't going to get offended by anything that I'm going to ask her, right? But I still like started like thinking about overthinking how I was framing the questions, because I'm like, I don't want to offend her in any way. And then I'm like, I genuinely don't know, and I want to educate myself, and she has real life experience with this topic. So I'm just gonna ask her what I wanna ask her, and it was totally fine, right? But the fact that I had to hesitate in my mind and like be super careful with the framing of the question because I didn't wanna offend someone, that's crazy. And you know, I might be comfortable asking those questions, right? But someone else who might not be as like strong-willed, I guess, wouldn't ask.
Yeah, look, the only thing I'll pull you back a tiny bit on is it's not crazy, because for you, since you're well-intentioned and a real progressive, maybe it's crazy. But if you're a 55-year-old, and no offense to older people, etc., but I'm just saying, I've met dudes from Wichita who are 55 and love to tell old school jokes, right? And then I would say pause, right? Like, just because you used to say colored people all the time doesn't mean that it's cool now.
Right.
If, by the way, another 55-year-old, I don't know how old he is actually, Bill Maher might have been better served by pausing for a second, right?
Right.
So it depends. It depends on the context on whether you should pause or not and think it through a little bit. So because of course there's going too far, and then there's being worried about that perception to the point where you're totally put on the brakes, and then you're not having constructive conversations anymore. And so like the conservatives now, and the people who are whatever against the against the SJWs or whatever, they take that kernel and they make an oak tree out of it, and they're like, oh my God, you guys want to shut down all speech? All we wanted to say is being neo-Nazis awesome, and now all of a sudden you guys are against neo-Nazis. Well, okay. Wait a minute. Now we're having two separate conversations, right?
Yeah, I mean, and so like here's another example. Years ago, probably in like 2012 or early 2013, I went to an event with Praveen, and it was an Indian American event, right? I don't remember exactly what it was.
Please, South Asian.
Okay. So she brought a sari for me. Mm-hmm. And it was just this gorgeous, beautiful sari, and like I wore it to the event. And it, there was no problem. I had no issues with it whatsoever.
Did you take a picture and then do hashtag sari?
So she took a photo of me wearing it, mm-hmm. and it was at the time when I posted it on social media, you know, people loved it. There was no backlash, no nothing. And then, you know, Facebook has these, like, they bring up memories from the past, right? They'll be like, oh, on this day 6 years ago or this day 4 years ago, here's a picture that you posted, right? And so fairly recently that picture came up in my memories, and I looked at it and I was like, oh shit, like, is this offensive? Is this considered cultural appropriation? Because I wasn't, you know, I wasn't making fun of it. I was celebrating it. I loved it. You know, I felt beautiful wearing it. But I know that there is some portion of the left that will look at that and say, that is super offensive. How dare you?
No, I don't know what we're calling it. Let's stick
I don't
with
know
you.
What it's called
stick,
either.
Yeah, no, let's stick with the word you used, the ultra left, right?
Okay.
And I even feel bad putting the left in there. But anyway, so it is what it is.
Yeah.
That group of people. Yeah, they did it to Katy Perry. Remember the cultural appropriation when she wore a sari in a video or something?
Yeah, and that was probably what was in the back of my mind when
and
I
then when you,
freaked out.
And if you said, no, but it's okay, my Indian friend gave it to me. Oh, I guess some of your best friends are Indian, huh?
Yeah.
No, but she gave it to me to wear for this event. Oh, yeah, so you think it's okay to guys, don't do that. If you've gotten to this tone of voice, then you're in the wrong place. Okay. So look, I think there's a bunch of things that are going too far. And okay, so I don't know if that makes me a shillery. But like, so and by the way, there's going too far and things that just are bad optics. So for example, the word cisgendered. I love you and there's nothing particularly wrong with it, right? It's a word. Mm-hmm. But if you would like to turn off an average voter from the middle of the country, and I'm using stereotypes to some degree here, mm-hmm. use the word cisgendered. Okay, so I'm keeping it real. Maybe my perception of that is wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
But I.
I'm gonna give you another one. And it's funny because one of the panels that I moderated at VidCon was titled "The Future Is Female." Right? Mm-hmm. I've never said this publicly, but I feel like I need to get it out of my system. And I'm sure people will disagree with me, and that's okay. But I think that phrase is a terrible phrase. Mm-hmm. I hate that phrase. What does that even mean, by the way?
It doesn't mean anything.
What the fuck does "the future is female" mean, right? Like, okay, and we're talking about optics. And in terms of optics, that looks really bad because that's like saying, that's feeding into this narrative that feminism is all about taking rights away from men and making sure women are on top and fuck the guys.
Now, no, that's not the intention. We know that.
That is not the intention, right? But the phrase, first of all, doesn't mean anything. And so when you hear the word, the phrase, "the future is female," for those who are already, you know, likely to think or buy into the propaganda that feminism is radical and they want to take rights away from men, that phrase plays right into that narrative. And I think it's, and by the way, I was curious about it. I'm like, where did it come from, right? We know that it reemerged during, you know, Hillary's campaign and all that, whatever. So I did some research, and apparently in the 1970s, it was a slogan by lesbian separatists. They wanted to literally separate themselves from the heterosexual community, period, right? And so, like, I just don't like the phrase. I don't think it means anything. I think if anything, it's counterproductive for what, you know, we want to achieve in society. And I don't want women to have more rights than men. I don't want men to have more rights than women. I genuinely want us to be equal, right? And so I just think that phrase is destructive.
Okay, last couple of things. So first off, then right wingers and maybe not even right wingers will look at that and go, what if we did a panel called "The Future is Male"?
Yeah,
everybody
exactly.
would lose it, right? It's not the same thing. Okay,
yeah.
It's not the same thing. But still, it's not a great look. Two, random point, I'm generally against almost all separatists. Okay, we're moving on. And number three, where I'm really drawing the line, and maybe I'll lose this battle too, but Latinx.
Oh, 100%. I talked about this on the show.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Edwin, you're Latino.
You hate it?
Okay.
Yeah. Dude, look, and And by the way, the people who say Latinx might not care that Edwin's Latino and hates it. They might say, no, it's not a Latino thing, it's a Latinx thing. No, it's a male-female issue.
It's a gender thing, right.
And so, but it's in the language, Latino, Latina, the O ending, the A ending, it's already in the language. And so that's not a, look, there is so much real about the patriarchal society that you don't have to make up words like Latinx that nobody wants to say. I don't know any Latinos who want to say it. I don't know any white people who want to say it. I don't know anybody who wants to say it because it sounds so goofy. It sounds over the top. It sounds patronizing.
Yes.
I think it's counterproductive.
Yes, patronizing is a good word.
Right?
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. Do we sound like we're conservatives right now? I don't know. Maybe we do. Maybe like. But that's the thing. I'm having like a genuine identity crisis right now.
No, you're not.
I am. Because I don't know what my fucking label is. Because I don't identify with the people who are pushing for Latinx. I don't identify with phrases like the future is female, even though I want, you know, equal rights for women. I certainly don't identify with the right. So
yeah,
am I? Am I still considered progressive?
No, of course you're progressive. I think that you're right in the heart center of progressivism. I think we all are. And well, we can't say all because of course there's a lot of hosts, commentators, etc. at the Young Turks, and we're all in a slightly different parts of the spectrum. There's none of us that agree on every issue, but I think I know where your views are, and I think it's at the center of progressivism. And so I think that trend that we're talking about is on the fringe. And maybe fringe is a offensive word. I'm sorry if I triggered. No, okay, but is a smaller percentage. I think we can all agree to that. And I think that unfortunately allows the right wing frame the overwhelming majority of progressives with the small percentage. Mm-hmm. And so that I think is what's frustrating. So and. Look, again, bring back to politics for 1 second. If you'd like to lose elections, use the word Latinx, okay, and cisgendered and yada yada. So, and you could say I'm a dick and that's fine, okay, but you will lose the election. And so it just feels like you're trying too hard and it's hard to relate to. Mm-hmm. And so I think language is important. We're talk show hosts, right? You can drive to gender equality while not turning people off, right? Because it's a great goal and it's an obvious goal, and we should all try to get there. But let's do it in non-goofy ways so we actually win. I don't know. Yeah. So if you guys, some of you are hate what we just said, I love you, brothers and sisters, but it is what it is, and that's our real opinions, and that's what you get with us. Okay. Okay, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
And we'll see you tomorrow.